I would watch you. I would watch you go about your day 24 hours.
Dude, I was just kicking around. I was painting a Chinese restaurant, an old Chinese restaurant today.
Oh, God.
It was so fucking foul, dude. I was literally, I didn't know what the name of it was. And the whole time I'm painting, I get, at one point I thought, I'm like, that'd be sick if this place was called Mouse China. The whole day I'm like, dude, I'm so fucking funny. Couldn't tell anyone. I've been waiting all day to say this.
You've been waiting for that.
That's been fucking in my my turbo booster all day long.
How disgusting was that Chinese restaurant?
It was just mouse shit. Like, dude, I couldn't even use drop cloths because I didn't want to get mouse shit on them. So I had to like Dexter out the room in plastic and just walk around. And as I would like paint like little ledges and I had to just go like... blow mouse shit off. It was. I'm going to get the hantavirus, dude. It's disgusting.
Do you think that's how Asian people live like that?
No, but restaurant-wise, yes.
I mean, that's what I meant. Do you think that's how they conduct business?
I don't know. I was thinking about... That's what I was telling you today. I was like, I think if you come right from Chinese...
Yeah.
And you open up a restaurant and you see a bug, it's not as like code red as if like you've been fucking, you know, breathing American oxygen for a couple of generations.
True. That freedom gets in you.
But then again, I worked in a pizza place one time. Not going to name names, but it was pretty fucking nasty.
Was it Mouse Central?
Yeah.
Is that where you drowned?
That's where I had to kill mice every day.
That's where you drowned mice in soda.
Every day for like 3 years. Yeah, for 3 months.
What's wrong with you?
How are you going to kill a mouse, dude, that's on a sticky trap?
Smash it.
With what?
Flip the paper upside down and stomp.
I was doing. I was A-Town stomping them. I A-Town stomped the first one, and like you stomp a mouse's head. I was like, man, that's is sad, fucking. Yeah. You feel that little crunch, that tiny little skull, dude.
I love those guys too.
I like them too, but it's like, hey,
yeah, you gotta
get off the stick, and you can't. Everyone's like, oh, to wash them off the sticky trap, dude.
You can't.
Dude, those limbs are fucking fried. Off. Yeah, they're totally fucked. You gotta stomp them, dude.
You gotta A-Town stomp.
So then that's when I started drowning them. I would hold the trap in there. Hold them in the cherry coke.
They like fucking resist.
I didn't look, dude. You could feel that thing fucking wiggling a little bit.
Oh my God, dude.
I wanted to get them in like a tiny little car and put like a floss around their neck and fucking soprano them, dude. Just be like, we're taking a ride. Don't worry about it.
You would put them in the shotgun and sit behind them and fucking. Yeah. That'd be sick.
Yeah, but yeah, I was in there all day. Like, God, this place is so fucking foul.
That would take it out of me, killing mice like that. I would actually be sad.
That was the first thing I did in the morning for literally 3 months.
Yeah. And you were high, right?
Most likely, yeah, for the most of the part. So it's like I'd walk in kind of stoned to work. And it wasn't like I had a manager as a girl. She wouldn't touch it. She'd be like, oh my God, ew. And I'd be like, yeah, right. You're getting the big bucks. And here I got to fucking handle matters of life and death, dude. I got to sit here and fucking.
You're the henchman, dude. You're the Iceman.
And then I'd have to cook. So I fucking like kill mice and go back in, fire up the grill. I'm like, all right, let's get this going.
So they would, when you would hold them in the cherry coke, you could feel them.
You feel that the trap stop wiggling.
Yeah, they'd be fucking...
like, they're probably drinking as much as they could. That is for a mouse, dude.
That, I know this is your theory. Is to hit them the best way to kill them.
I mean, for a mouse, dude, they probably just open up their mouths and there's everything. They probably just ascend it to heaven, dude. They probably opened up their mouth.
Honestly, it probably burned the shit out of their eyes, and they went straight to hell. That was hell. You sent those poor mice into hell.
No, they tasted that cherry.
They suffered.
Think about
just
that.
So you didn't want to fucking stomp their head. A-Town stomping them would have fucking helped. It's just like that.
You look at the step on a mouse's head and check out the bottom of your shoes, dude.
I know it's horrific. I'm sure.
I'm just saying they probably open their mouths, dude, and we're like mice don't really get access to soda that much. They're more like crumbs, cheese. Vegetables, they're probably like, "What's this?"
You think it was a nice animal?
I mean, they usually drink like, you know, when like puddles, like cars leak into a puddle, and it's like oily rainbow puddle.
Yeah,
that's what they drink. That's what they drink on.
You think they drink that?
That's what they're drinking on. Dude. They're sipping on that. So they're fucking sipping ice cold cherry coke.
Ice cold cherry coke.
That'd be sick if they didn't die, if they're just passing out and waking up like an hour later like, I had the most fucked up dream, dude.
Some retarded guy held me underwater. Some retarded guy dunked me in a delicious drink. I don't know. I guess if I could pick how to die, I think that would be it.
Drowned in
trapped on a glue trap. And then someone just dunks me in soda.
And die at my hand. I mean, I've actually, this isn't really a death thing, but I've had a fantasy for as long as I remember about filling a swimming pool with Jell-O and jumping in, seeing what happens. That'd be pretty tight.
That'd be pretty tight.
Yeah, you could dive right in, or just, I wonder if it would like hold you, if you'd sink to the bottom.
I think you would die.
You think you'd die if you jumped in Jell-O?
A pool?
A swimming pool, yeah, 8 feet.
Yeah, you would drown.
I'm not white trash. I'm not talking about some above ground bullshit.
Above ground
about
jelly wrestling. Jello wrestling would be tight.
That would be. But I'm talking about doing like a cannonball.
You're
on
talking
the Jello.
Cannonball straight into Jello. How are you going to swim to the top?
I don't know.
I think you're just stuck and you die.
Nah, you just wiggle out.
I don't think. I don't know.
You're like a worm. You just activate your worm muscles, dude, and burrow through. Get out.
I think it would be like quicksand.
Jello.
Yeah, I think you would just be stuck in there, like just trapped in it. You just, like, like the mosquito in Jurassic Park, just stuck in Jello in a swimming pool.
That's true. Well, you probably have people on hand. You probably have like handlers. If you have enough money to fill a swimming pool with Jello, I mean, it's like
so,
a pack of Jello is 98 cents.
Please contribute to the Patreon. So
yeah, exactly.
Just let Matt ever get money and see what happens, dude. He's going to be first guy to die from diving into a pool of Jello.
There's definitely a force of the universe against me that like completely wipes it. If I have money, it just goes...
Goes straight to zero?
I get wiped out. It's because I'm saving up for Jello pool. I always wanted to get billboards of just me being like, no agenda at all. Just being like,
it's like, yo, what up?
Like, yo, what's up? Welcome to Philadelphia. And I'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Welcome to Philly.
Or just like, I would just put pictures of like my family, like a family picture of me and my mom on a billboard.
That'd be sick.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
12 G's a year, bro.
Just a bad, why did my voice crack? Just a bad picture of you up there.
Yeah, just like a picture. Just like a shirt. I was like a shirtless flex picture.
Or like a candid, like you're not even looking. Someone just snaps a picture of you.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
That'd be sick to post.
It'd be so fun. And people just drive by and be like, what the fuck is that for? No way to find out. It's like, I know that guy.
No way to find out. That'd be fucking tight.
That's all I want to do.
If the Patreon gets us enough, we'll get a billboard.
We just need 12 G's, dude.
For no reason.
But it has to be, yeah, you can't have agenda. You can't have an agenda.
You should just put up like a swastika.
Huh?
You should put up a swastika. Just be like, welcome to Philly. We're Nazis. Get in here.